I'm gonna stop eating yay toast.
All right, I'm gonna...
Yay toast!
Okay. You ready?
Yay toast.
Okay. Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're live at OmegaCon for Geeky Boners. We are rock hard for video games, Disney, and all sorts of fun stuff.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Nick Glover.
Hi.
And Tim Wick.
I am not Nick Glover.
I had to hesitate for a second because I was like, Tim Glover. My head was just like, let's... So it's OmegaCon and I've been drinking. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our OmegaCon. We are here live in the Crooked Lake Studios. Could be known as the Powwow Studios. We don't want to call it that because that sounds racist.
It does, but the room we're in... It's the powwow room.
It's the powwow room.
And it's totally racist.
And it's a pretty... I mean, like, I don't know why it's the powwow room when it should be the rusty farm tools and leather whip room.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the things you'd get murdered with in an Amish horror movie room.
Yeah, that's definitely...
It's really more aptly
also,
named,
there's a TV. Like, that's better. That's, like, what the tagline should
be. Hang on, I need to specify. Obviously not an Amish horror movie, like a horror movie made by Amish people, because that couldn't exist. Mm. I mean, like, a horror movie, like, where the villain... Is maybe Amish murderer or the victims that are running?
Amish.
That'd be a good horror movie.
And they'd never see it coming, and then they wouldn't see it after it happened either because they can't watch movies.
I think a horror movie where not necessarily the cast, but the characters. Where's that horror movie?
So we're here talking about... We're here today to talk about Geeky Boners. It's time for a Geeky Boners episode, everybody. Yes, it's so exciting.
The name is exciting.
Yes, and it is. It's the name is literally excited. Even
yes,
it's,
it implies excitement right there. It's like,
you can infer that we're excited because we're rock hard for stuff.
You can infer that we are that this podcast is engorged.
Yeah. We don't even need to imply.
We're full of blood and ready to talk about stuff.
Yes.
All right.
True facts.
So let's start with who wants to go first? I can't even decide. Nick. Okay. Nick, I decided. Why did you go first? You should go first, and you should talk about what has you so tumescent.
So we're at a MegaCon.
We are.
And one part of my brain.
That's my drink.
Is constantly reminding me every like 5 minutes or so that I should have brought an Xbox to play Fallout 4 in between board games and stuff because. Fallout 4 came out for when we're recording this past Tuesday, and that's been occupying a lot of my time. It's fantastic. I've been a fan of the Fallout series since the very first one,
mm-hmm.
The Vault Dweller.
In fact, we have a Pip-Boy,
a lunchbox, and all this. In the original Fallout. Fallout 1 and 2, you're playing like a tactical combat, turn-based, grid, three-fourths perspective game. And then you're the Vault Dweller, and then you're the Chosen One.
It's like a wasteland, right? Like it's a post-apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine people...
The bombs have dropped.
Yeah.
So most of the original games take place in the West, and then most of the later games take place in the East of the United States. Fallout 3, you're the Lone Wanderer, and Fallout New Vegas takes place back in the West, and you're the Courier. In this game, you are the sole survivor. You are a person from before the bombs dropped, in this kind of idealized 50s future. And you are, when the bombs start dropping, you're ushered to a vault with your wife and child, or husband and child, depending on how you go. And you are cryogenically frozen in a vault to wake up 200 years later. At some point, people came and popped open your wife's cryo capsule and stole your son and shot your wife.
Jesus Christ.
And, and then you wake up out of your thing and it's like, oh, it's 200 years later. Like, the world has completely changed. You are an original pre-war person who's now thrust into this wasteland, a man out of time or a woman out of time.
Yeah.
And more or less the overarching plot of the game is you're looking for your son who's been, you know, stolen out of your wife's cryo capsule. And that could have been five years ago right? or 100 years ago or who the fuck knows, because you've been kind of frozen the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And as with all Fallout games, the main plot is like kind of the least important thing. The best part about Fallout is the open world side quests and all the different factions.
To that point, I should say that I just watched a video on our friend Ainsley Graham's timeline of her character in Fallout, who is very skinny and pale, dressed in nothing but underwear and a bra and a top hat, and is just running down the streets, jumping around. That's the video. The video is about a minute and a half long, and it's just a skinny, naked, half-naked Ainsley with a hat just running around the streets.
So the top hat probably gives her a charisma bonus, and and really one of the greatest things about Fallout is that, like, you don't have to be a combat character. You can be sneaky and lockpicky or sniping or whatever. You can be a hand-to-hand brute or melee person, or you can, like, charm your way through so many situations with all these different dialogue options and get people to kind of do the work for you a lot of the time. They've also added this really, really fun and time-consuming thing where you can build your different like oases or towns
oases up
and you start with this little town called Sanctuary that's like 10 houses. And you can demolish a couple of the houses and scrap all the trees and garbage and junk that's all around for its resources. And whenever you're running through the game, you can be like, oh, I need to grab that alarm clock. It's got gears in there that I need and springs and then, like, plastic. Those are all materials that I could use to build things back home to expand my village.
Is that the part that looks like The Sims when you're playing?
Yeah, it's kind of like Sims from first-person perspective, or I like to call it Animal Crossing management. And so you're building walls and floors, and, like, there's only one bridge into my town, so I built a huge building around my bridge with a gate in the middle and turrets and, like, kill holes and, like, all of the junkyard junk that you can, like, shape and move in 3D to build your towns. I built a little Trump Tower, like a 5-story building with wind power turbines and laser turrets and, like, 50 beds for all my villagers.
Do you have a wall to keep immigrants out around your tower?
I do have a wall around my town. Yes, I do. But it's to keep out super mutants and God, it's just, like, I read this meme that was like, oh, I've played, you know, 30 hours of Fallout 4 and I haven't even left the first town yet, because as soon as I figured out that you could, like, go into happy home creator mode, all I cared about was building this town and and the, you know, building the perfect defensible place and resource management and, like, oh, my garden's over there, I need to make sure my people are mining my mute fruit and my potatoes and all that shit.
I'm glad potatoes are the same.
Potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, just potatoes.
They look like half tomato, half potatoes. They're just
potatoes. Oh, so they're just potatoes. Interesting.
Yeah, the corn remains fairly unchanged.
So for people who hate tomatoes but love potatoes, they're fucked.
Yeah, you just got to get over it.
People who hate potatoes but love tomatoes are also fucked.
Yeah, right. Yeah. People like me, though, we're sitting pretty on top
of potatoes. I get the potatoes and tomatoes all in the same. Same piece of food.
So the whole game takes place in the Boston area. And the Boston Commonwealth, and, you know, you can go see a lot of the same sites in Boston. They're at, you know, actually in the game. There's the biggest city in the town is Diamond City, and it's the stadium. They built a town inside the stadium on the baseball field.
Sure.
And all the poor people live in the nosebleeds area and stuff like that. And they kind of like politically worship the green wall that protects them.
The green wall.
And that's they great. they it's kind of a morally important job to be the person that maintains the wall and keeps it painted green. And there's only one hardware store left, and like they send you on a quest to go get more green paint for the wall to keep it fresh and pretty and protected and all that.
Is there a Cheers bar?
I don't think so. There's one of the dugouts is an inn though. That they've turned into an inn.
Cheers bar, and if you walked into it enough, everybody would shout your name when you walked in.
You know, it's funny.
Survivor!
One of the things about this game that's super cool is that they have a list of like 1,000-some names that you can name your character. You can name your character whatever you want, but a lot of these names have, the voice actor has recorded your name being spoken by your like butler robot, Codswell. And so I was very surprised to find one of the placeholder names I use for characters in Fallout was on that list. Fuckface. So now when I walk into my like post-apocalyptic home and my floating robot butler walks up to me, he's like, "Good day, Sir Fuckface." And the voice actor's actually saying Fuckface. It's great.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the games, and it sucks so bad that it's first person.
It does
because Molly can't play, but I think you would really love it.
I would love
to play. Wasn't for that aspect.
The world sounds so awesome to me. The whole game sounds so awesome to me, but I can't play first person games. I get so sick. Even watching him play it for about 10 seconds, and I'm like, nope, and I can't. I will puke. I can't do it at all. So it's a bummer.
It's a blast. You have a pet dog, and I made him wear like dog armor and a bandana and toggles to protect his own dog eyes.
You can shoot him over and over. Yeah, there's no friendly fire. Friend of the show, ZM Thomas, posted a video of him just shooting the dog over and over and over in the head. And it was like blood is going pew, pew out from the dog, but the dog is just like, with a happy face, like wagging his tail.
It's been 200 years since the bombs fell.
It's dog meat, the German Shepherd.
Dogs have developed an immunity to bullets.
Oh, right. Right, yeah, it's.
And so, you know,
they just got shot every day for a year, and then after a while, they're
It's evolution.
Yeah, it is evolution. Yes,
it develops an immunity. It's Pavlovian.
Wait a minute. Yeah, the more times you shoot the dog and he doesn't die, eventually you can just fire a gun and he won't die.
Yeah, try it at home.
Having a fun time in OmegaCon, but like there's this itch in the back of my brain that's always like, you know, you got a little downtime. For the next hour or two, you could be playing Fallout.
Well, you know, it'll make you feel better then if we leave earlier on Sunday to get back home in time, you know, for me to be able to recover before my insane week of work that I've got coming up.
Yeah.
And then I won't have to drag you out of here. I'll just be like, Fallout 4. Oh. And you'll be like in the car already, like, let's go.
You're like, we gotta pack. You're like, we can buy more stuff.
Do it for the mutants.
I saw a great little clickbait article that was, the day that Fallout 4 dropped, Pornhub traffic was down 10%.
I saw that. Like, I don't know if that's
just like they had a very predictably measurable impact on their web traffic the day that Fallout came out. So I think that's hilarious.
It's a nice
boner. My boner is post-apocalyptic and covered in power armor.
Yeah, so. That's pretty. Hold on, let me. Yeah, that's good plating on that boner. Yeah, all right.
Helps keep the rats out.
Boner's got some power armor.
It does.
Yeah.
Tim, how's your, I'm assuming unprotected, but still powerful boner?
It is unprotected, actually. My little boner, it's got little mouse ears on it. Because when this episode goes up. When this episode goes up, honestly, the family's going to be at Disney World. And on a Disney cruise. And I've gone on a few Disney cruises. We go to Disney World a lot. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast.
I don't know either, maybe, but let's hear it.
We're total Disney file people.
I feel like there's been a Mickey Mouse boners, but I still want to hear more, because I know it goes deep with you.
There's a few things I'm excited about, because they're doing a lot of renovations right now. Mm. One of the things that just opened, and I don't even remember the name of it, but it's a bar that is themed after the pilot from the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's Jock's Bar.
Oh, cool.
Jock's Snake Reggie.
And there's a snake there. And it's, there's a fucking
so you can
there.
Literally go see
I
your
can
butt go, sneak
I
butt
can go see it.
That's amazing.
So, and it's,
is that where the Cumbaloosh is from?
It's where it's on the in the same area.
Okay.
Where, I don't know if it's in the same building or if they or because that the there used to be something called the Adventurers Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fucking amazing bar.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a bar, but it was just like, it was set up to be like an adventurer's club from like the turn of the century.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they had shit hanging on all the walls, you know, pictures of just the
big game hunter kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Game like, hunter thing, and they all had captions, and the captions were hilarious.
Of course.
Like every single one of them. And then all through the night, there were these shows that would happen. I mean, half the heads that were mounted on the wall were talking heads.
Oh, that's so cool.
And they had this cast of performers that all played specific roles. And then they would come and they would do these shows. So sometimes a show would be just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And other times a show would be all of them.
Oh, man.
And the really cool thing is every single one of the roles was interchangeable. So if you went there on multiple nights, you could see the guy who played the pilot one night be the dude playing the doddering old head.
That's super great.
Yeah, it was just a really cool experience, and it sucks that it's gone. But and I don't think Jocks is going to be the same thing at all.
Yeah.
It's probably going to just have some Indiana Jones stuff. But you know, if there's like a drink in a souvenir cup that I don't want, I'm probably going to order the drink anyway.
Yeah.
Because I want the souvenir cup.
You got right. Kids. Kids like alcohol, I hear.
Yeah.
Just ask him if they have make a virgin version.
Yeah. So
Tim wants to drink the virgin.
Virgin. Anyway,
virgin.
The other thing that's cool or kind of depressing but cool, there's a place called Disney Quest, which is this 5-story arcade, which is fucking awesome.
That's nuts.
It's nuts. It's got like every classic arcade game you can imagine, every current arcade you can imagine. You pay admission, you get in, you can play as many games as you want.
Oh,
and they
great.
Have a bunch of like human-sized arcade games. So they've got like a deal that's like a Pirates of the Caribbean thing where you go in and everybody's got cannons and you're wearing 3D glasses.
What?
And you're like trying to sink ships and steal treasure.
That's so neat.
It is. And I mean, the stuff was built like 15 years ago, so
right.
It's super dated.
Yeah.
Which I think the reason they're closing it down is in part because it's not as popular as it was
mm-hmm.
but also in part because I think they want, if they renovated all the shit that they've got in there, it would be super expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You really
yeah.
need to upgrade all the
easier
old
just to raise it and think
yeah.
of something
the
new.
Ride,
yeah.
The ride that's super cool, they've got a motion simulator ride where you design your own roller coaster. Like with loop the loops and all sorts
and then
of crazy ass shit,
it?
And then you get into this like circular drum thing,
yeah.
and it simulates your roller coaster.
That is
so cool.
You go upside
man.
Down. And
where are you guys staying? Which hotel are you staying?
We are staying. This is exciting. At the Bay Lake Towers. Now the Bay Lake Towers is right next
one.
To what the Contemporary Resort. So it's
okay.
actually an annex to the Contemporary Resort. The Contemporary Resort is around the main
mm-hmm,
lake
mm-hmm.
and like. Literally 2 minutes walk from Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah, the Contemporary, yeah.
Yeah, you walk out the front door. You can take the monorail if you want, and the monorail I think is super cool.
It is.
But you don't have to take the monorail. You can walk to Magic Kingdom.
That's
so
awesome.
Bay Lake Towers, it's connected by Skyway to the Contemporary Resort. It's a new resort. They built it, I don't know, about 6 years ago or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And we haven't had a chance to stay there yet. The super cool thing about Bay Lake Towers is if you're staying in Bay Lake Towers, they've got this... observing platform on the top floor. So it's like the 15th floor, there's an observation
okay, you
platform.
You can see everything.
You can go up there and you can watch the fireworks and they pipe in the music.
Oh!
So...
I bet, can you see like the other parks even? Can you see like the tips of Epcot and like the tips of... I mean, 15 stories
from there,
up.
From there, I think you can.
Oh,
there's,
wow.
In the Downtown Disney area, and it's
yeah.
actually called Disney Springs now. But anyway, they've
I've
got
I've actually been there.
They've got a helium balloon thing
yeah.
that you can get in, and it goes up like 150 feet, and when you get to the top, you can see every park.
That is so fucking cool.
Also, in Animal Kingdom, which we're not going to this time,
mm-hmm.
The Everest roller coaster, when you get to the top of the first climb,
yeah.
if you like turn around and look behind you for just like a split second, you can see, you can be like, all right, there's Magic Kingdom, there's
yeah.
Epcot.
Yeah.
You can see.
Oh,
everything.
That's so neat.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of awesome. So
do they have any Star Wars or Marvel shit yet?
They've always had Star Tours, and Star Tours mm-hmm. is kind of fucking cool. It's another motion simulator ride. They just redid it a few years ago, so it's like got... probably about 40 different like episodes that it can piece together into the ride.
Mm.
So the ride's like 5 episodes long.
Hmm.
And the chunks, and every ride is different. It randomizes which chunks of the story you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. But they are getting ready to shut down pretty much everything there because they're going to build a great big new Star Wars land.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
It's going to be offline pretty much all next year.
Yeah.
So we're kind of I'm kind of excited that we're going now.
Yeah.
Because one of the things in the Hollywood studios is the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular.
Yeah.
Which is a stunt show based on Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't fucking love that. It's the greatest thing ever, but it's probably going away. So last chance to see it.
That's really cool.
So that's, you know, it's kind of exciting for the last chance to see some things. There's also a new roller coaster in Magic Kingdom that just opened up in the new Fantasyland called it's a Snow White roller coaster.
Like, what?
Sounds like a snooze.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
A Snow White roller coaster. It's like 7 tiny little hills. And then, like, a period where you're in a dark tunnel and basically asleep for a long time.
Well,
no, that's Sleeping Beauty. And
it's
then
it's probably not that long. It's designed more for kids than some of the other coasters at Magic Kingdom, but still. I haven't been on it yet, and I'm excited about that.
That sounds awesome.
That's my boner. It's like, and then after that we're gonna go
that's a great boner too.
We're gonna go on a Disney cruise, and I'm excited about that because they have a great cruise line. We get to go with my mom, which is super awesome because the last time we went with my mother-in-law. I think it's okay that I say this on the podcast. I don't think she listens, but I'm just anyway, my mom's a great vacation companion.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to say. I love going on vacations with my mom. We're going to go, one of the places we're going to visit is the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Hmm.
There's a national park in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Pat and I have been there several times, but my mom's never been there.
Oh, cool.
So we get to go and have her see it for the first time, which is kind of fun. So anyway, that's my boner. When you listen to this, you can be fucking jealous.
That's a nice boner, Tim.
Yeah. Be jealous, because Tim is living the dream. The Disney dream.
The Disney dream.
That sounds like a...
Actually, that's the name of the ship we're going to be on.
Is it really?
I'm not even fucking...
You're literally going to be in a Disney dream.
It's a Disney dream.
He's going to wake up and none of it happened.
Oh, you know what? The and cool all thing about... I'm just going to... And we got to get to the next boner, but here's a super
Mine's
cool
short
thing about getting
thick.
On... Getting on the Disney ships. When you get on the Disney ship in the port, you can actually... It's actually just past Cape Canaveral.
Oh.
So if you like get if you go and stand and look back at Cape Canaveral, you can see the vehicle at the assembly plant. You're like 5 miles away from it.
Oh man!
But it's that fucking big.
Oh man, that's cool.
It's just kind of this cool thing where you're like, right over there, they're putting together rockets.
That's
they would be. I mean, hypothetically, you know,
theoretically,
if we had a space program that was
actually
I think they're still putting together rockets. They're just not manned space flights anymore. We still do stuff.
Oh yeah, we
still
shit.
Do space stuff.
We send shit into space.
Satellites
all the time.
And stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah. And there's just no people on.
We don't send people into space anymore because.
Yeah. People are our precious resource.
Okay, so I'm done with my boner. I can talk about it.
What's your boner?
Oh, so I'm. It's interesting because it seems like we might be revisiting a couple boners because I am hard for Animal Crossing again.
Animal Crossing.
So I haven't. I didn't touch my Animal Crossing game except for very occasionally. I'd be like, and I'd start playing it. I'd play for like 10 minutes and be like, and put it away because I had everything. I paid off my entire house. I bought all of the exterior stuff. I had a house made entirely out of gold because I'd gotten every Happy Home Academy prize and completion there is to get. I'd found all the fossils. I'd caught almost all the fish. I didn't care enough to be like, I'm going to get all the fish because that's more random chance. It's harder to work
Did
toward that.
Did you have
that.
A coelacanth?
It's seasonal. Yeah.
I got a coelacanth. I had bred all the flowers.
I think as long as you got the coelacanth,
my town was covered in rare flowers. I had villagers, but I didn't really like them anymore. They were all right.
Roses.
I had gold roses. I had the whole shebang, and I had all of the expansion. I had everything, and it kind of sucked because it'd be like, I'd start playing it, be like, oh, I guess I can just walk around and talk to that penguin. Oh, hey, penguin. Oh, all right, yeah, same
can
stuff.
I pick up some fruit?
I mean, yeah, there's just nothing to do because I don't need to make any money, and I don't need to. I had $3 million in the bank, so anything I wanted to buy, I could buy. It's like, all right, I got my whole wardrobe is full of furniture and clothes and shit that I never do anything with. It's like I just was so bored with it, and it just felt like such a waste. And so I decided to do something I've literally never done in all the Animal Crossing games, and I started over.
What?
I erased all my progress.
It's like you're playing a Fallout version of Animal
Crossing.
It
is. It's actually amazing because this game came out, I want to say June 2013 is when this game came out. So it's been a long time since I had started this game from scratch, and it's actually reinvigorated it because I actually have things I have to do now. I need to make money. I need to do this stuff, and it's exciting. But I also know okay, I'm not bothering getting the fossils right now because I don't have to. I know all the things that are coming, so it's I can work toward just the goals I want. But it's really cool, and it's a fun way to go back to a game that I love and get to experience it anew and everything. And I am proud of myself for taking the risk, because it is risky. I mean, it was a lot of time and work and, fake money or whatever to just throw away. There's no going back.
The whole house is gone. It's gone.
And there's no going back. You can't go back, and there's no transferring. There's no saves.
That gold house has been melted down.
And what was amazing is Isabel is your personal assistant as the mayor, and she's always at the start screen, and she'll be like, hello, today is Tuesday, November, blah, 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 and the time is this. Are we ready to start? And you can say, I need help, actually. And you can set the time, demolish just your house if you want to make a new character, or demolish the town. And I pick demolish the town, and she gets this sad and weird look on her face, and she's like, but wait, if you demolish the town, everyone will be gone. All the animals, everything, all your progress, your house, everyone will just be gone. And she shivers and shakes, and a cold wind blows across the screen. And she's like, I don't even know where they'll go. They'll just be gone, Mayor.
Whoa.
Yeah, right?
After
this weird
death, there's nothing.
Right? This weird limbo thing. And it was are you sure you want to do this? And I'm like, yes. And it's and your options are, let me think about this, or yes, destroy it all. And I was like, yes, destroy it all. And she goes, all right then, if that's what you want. And then it goes, and then it's ding, 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 and it's done, and it's just gone, and you have to start over. And it's really great. And I named my town something new. I always name my town Tularu. This time I named it Balsam. I almost always name myself either one of my nicknames, Oliver Vu. This time I just named myself Molly. And it doesn't sound, maybe it's not a big deal to you, but maybe you're not as rigid in your patterns and your ways that you do things as I am, and I am.
It's five or six Animal Crossing games where you're using...
Yep.
Now, for this time, you're restarting and new. All this
different
is different.
Stuff, yep. Yeah. And so it's really fun. So if you have Animal Crossing...
It's history beyond this one game for you.
If you have Animal Crossing New Leaf and you're bored and you haven't played it, and you're... Yeah, I highly, highly recommend starting over. You will not believe how little there is when it's the Nooks only has two items on any given day, and I live in a tent. And there's only five villagers, and there's no shoe store. And I mean, it's crazy the things that you forget that there just aren't. So it's a lot of fun. That's my boner. It is a boner that has wilted and risen again, stronger than ever. Hydra boner.
All on Animal Crossing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, exactly. So thank you so much for joining us. It's time for five questions.
Yay, five questions.
So I have five questions here from our friend Mud.
I'm sorry.
Our good friend Mud. And he's written in before, and he's writing in again with a new one. So you guys take it on away, and I will be Mud.
Question number one, what is a movie you will stop and watch anytime it's on?
Office Space. That movie is amazingly funny. Anyone who works in an office environment can find someone in their office that is like someone from that movie. I would agree with that. I stop and watch that one too. That's a great stop and watch movie.
That is, it is one of those movies that you just kind of, I mean, it's sad. It's kind of like watching Idiocracy because it's funny, but then you're kind of like, there's a kernel of scary truth.
Yeah,
But still, funny.
We've all had a Lundberg boss if you've worked in an office.
True story. We have this thing at work that are called project tracking sheets. And we have to send them to my friend Mark Larson. And so I would always write to him the PTS reports. And so I would always be if you could get that PTS report into me by Monday, that'd be great. And he's like, you're the only one who calls them that. I'm like, that is a missed comedy opportunity. How am I the only one that's doing this? But
not everybody who works at Fantasy Flight is a comedy person.
I guess not. Yeah.
Question number two. What is your geekiest or most prized possession?
The official movie poster I got from a midnight showing of Serenity. This was the showing that was sponsored by The Source. I got it free for being the first person to arrive. Not extremely geeky, but I did frame it so nothing could happen to it. I think it's pretty geeky.
Yeah. Yeah, the one where, oh shit, I forget the actor's name, because I was at a screening that had Shepherd Book at it. And so.
For the one for the source?
Wrong Glass.
Wrong Glass.
Wrong Glass.
Our audience
Wrong
is telling us it's Wrong Glass.
Thank you. We're not going to try and keep it a secret that somebody just gave us the prompt.
We have audience here in the studios. Yay.
So yeah, Wrong Glass was a guest at that one. I don't know if that's cool. The same one that
Yeah, might have been.
That's neat.
Mud, clarify.
Question number three. What god or supernatural being do you wish was real?
Slimer from the Ghostbuster cartoons. From the cartoon specifically, it says, he was like a little dog. I want a pet ghost. I like
cool.
that. Like a little pet ghost.
The pet ghosts eat all the hot dogs.
Especially if he was,
he
did eat hot dogs. Oh, my God.
He ate all the hot dogs. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
In like when all the ghosts
He comes out of the hot dog
cart. And not Bill Murray was the voice of Bill Murray's character, I remember, because it was the same guy that was Garfield, who as a kid I always thought was Bill Murray. And it's like, no, it's that guy that sounds like Bill Murray. And then he also then played Bill Murray in the Ghostbusters cartoon.
He sounds like Bill Murray, but and this is kind of amazing, but he sounds more stone than Bill Murray sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of remarkable.
Yeah, it was a good Venkman. Not Venkman. Yeah, Venkman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Doctor.
Look at me, remembering.
Yeah.
Well, say religion is gone. What is the biggest problem humanity faces?
Child abusers. People who emotionally, physically, and or sexually abuse children.
Yeah.
Because I think they see no creed.
I don't think they
religion,
need the priesthood
race,
to abuse children. I think they can do that without the priesthood.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's really the point is that, I mean, maybe there's a higher percentage drawn to that because of the protection that celibacy provides.
Statistically, it's about the same percentage as in the, the normal public.
Is it really?
The difference is they work in a field that will cover it up for them.
The difference is the institutionalization of the problem.
Gotcha. Yeah. So. All right.
Question number five. What is your favorite quote?
This is from Theodore Roosevelt. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. I came across this quote years and years ago while I was doing research about HIV and AIDS.
Yeah. That's Teddy Roosevelt. He was a badass.
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
Teddy Roosevelt. He had, since I'm a National Park fan, he did a big a lot for the National Park.
Rough Riders and all that.
He got shot in the middle of a speech and finished the speech.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
That's what they say.
He's
it's
a
amazing.
Badass motherfucker.
Yes, he is. So those are our boners, and those are five questions from Mud. And if you want to answer our new five questions, send your answers to 5questions@geekswithoutgod.com. You can also always email any of us at Molly, Tim, or Nick at geekswithoutgod.com, or just all at geekswithoutgod.com.
Yeah, and then we'll all know what you have to say.
We will. We'll all know, so no secrets.
But if it's a secret so that Nick and I can know, then send it straight to Molly.
Then send it to secrets@geekswithoutgod.com.
God damn it.
And then the mail daemon will say, nope.
We can't keep doing episodes where I have to go into the admin tool and make another email address.
You don't have to make shit. Then the demon will respond to them. That demon does our mail work for
us. It's like dick pics for Jeffrey, which, by the way, dick pics at geekswithoutgod is totally real, and they do go to Jeffrey Brown.
They do.
He verified.
Yes, it's true. So send your dick pics to dickpics@geekswithoutgod.com.
God damn it.
Also, you can follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, other way around, and rate us on iTunes and all this stuff. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your mom, tell your dog. We have been Geeks Without God. Thank you for joining us.
Omega Con
awesomeness in the Crooked Lake, not powwow, farmer rape tool shed room.
I'm on a boat.
Bye. Do you like my boner? It is for Mickey Mouse.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter @GeeksWithoutGod. Social media!
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
I believe I said secrets.